This is Ozarks at Large. You go to the library to check things out, right? Books, periodicals, DVDs. Well, through the end of this year at the Fayetteville Public Library, you can also check out, though not take home, art created by Sharon Killian. It's on the walls there. She's titled her works of pastel colors and paper, Nature's Challenge. There will be a reception for the artist Saturday from 3 until 5 at the library. And last week, Sharon Killian came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about the pieces in the show. One panoramic work is titled Fog in the Valley. It's a view from above as reams of fog cascade in over the White River. There's just enough abstract quality to her work to make you squint or tilt your head, but enough reality for you to understand what you're looking at almost instantly. She says she is easily inspired by nature and what she sees around her. For inspiration for the work Fog in the Valley, she says she just had to look outside her window.
Wyman Valley on the White River, actually. I live on the east side of the White River, overlooking the river valley, and I can actually see Fayetteville in the distance, and that was it. That's the fog. I encounter this so often. The scenery is, and the atmosphere is just actually very incredible on a normal day. On a very normal day, and it's a constant challenge. I can hardly do anything different than think about the atmosphere and the landscape outside the windows.
I think if anyone has ever driven around here, and this is certainly true of many places on the planet, but if you've driven through Newton County on a foggy morning or been up over the White River on a foggy morning, there is this sort of surreal feel, and you capture that.
Thank you.
But there's also, I don't know what it is, but there's just a tweak that it's just a little bit different than reality.
Yes, I try to represent the colors, the atmosphere, the shapes in a flat way. So I'm overlapping, as I'm doing the work, I'm overlapping flat pieces against and on top of flat pieces. And so the work is built from an idea of everything is a piece of color. Everything is a shape. Just put the shapes and the colors in their own space, and it'll become itself.
You say that as if it's so easy, but I'm guessing you really painstakingly think about those colors and shapes.
Yes,
and
I do.
How to get them to where you want them to be.
I try not to overwork the thinking very much. I try to, if you overwork the thinking, is if you overwork the line sometimes, you destroy the sense of being, the three-dimensionality of it. Sometimes if you figure you're really going to try to make it flow or create this three-dimensionality, if you think about it too much and ruin it.
Well, is it ever intimidating for you? You see this beautiful view from your house of fog creeping over a river valley. Mm-hmm. You say, I would like to try to capture that. But do you ever have this fear that no matter what I do, it's not going to be quite as beautiful as what I'm seeing?
Yes. I always think that it's not going to be quite as beautiful. And as I develop it, it really becomes itself. And I can never really say that I'm replicating it. Because it is just me. And I can only do what maybe I perceive and what my physical self can do, intellectual and physical self can do. So,
if your work's in an art gallery, that's great, but people are specifically going to see art.
Yes.
And that's not a majority of the populace.
That's
for whatever
right.
reason. Mm-hmm. But the library. And so people may not be going thinking they're going to see art, but then there
but
it is.
But there it is. And while I was hanging the show, I met so many people, and everybody, many people wanted to talk. Folks who may have been trying to work, you know, to do art themselves, or just folks who are studying. And, you know, had questions about the work, and it was really good.
The title of the exhibit is Nature's Challenge. What is Nature's Challenge?
It connects to the question you asked me before about, you know, do I ever think that, you know, whether I'm going to be successful in translating what I may see as the clouds are going by or whatever. And it's nature's challenge because I feel that it's difficult to replicate it and that I have to come up with an answer that's almost appropriate for the beauty and the intense beauty that I see every day. So yeah, it's a challenge to me to have to come up with something that I think can stand in its own right as nature stands in all its own right.
They're panoramic too, 17 by 53.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful, if not perfect, dimension for overlooking a valley or seeing a
sunset.
Thank
you so much. The 17 by 53 works are the later series, the most recent series mm-hmm. that I've been working on. And it came to me that when I look, in order not to backtrack, I make a sweep with my eyes. And that sweep with my eyes, my center of vision is about that. And I tend to stop about, you know, open my eyes, really focus and look and sweep for about that wide. And so that's how I've come up with that panoramic, wide and a very narrow format.
Some of them will be of this panoramic view. And then there is a, for lack of a better word, a block or a square or a rectangle.
Yes.
That dramatically changes the color that the viewer is seeing this view.
Yes.
There'll be a green rectangle that's just kind of there.
Even though I'm putting shapes and color one next to the other, one on top of the other, and that naturally then creates a kind of three-dimensional feel, I want you to know that it's two-dimensional. And so I'm pulling you back with that sort of a mask, a screen. And it actually happens when light falls on within the space that I might be looking at. Light falls on an object, light falls on a space, and it kind of creates a totally different dimension.
Have you ever had a natural phenomenon, a sunrise, a sunset, rolling clouds? You just said, well, I'm not getting it, and you said, this one isn't working out for me?
In terms of doing it myself,
mm-hmm.
I have been tempted because it's very, very tedious, and I have been tempted, and but I have worked through it. And then I figure whatever happens in the end is my result, and that if it works for me in the end, then okay, I'll live with you. Otherwise, I turn it, you know, what I would normally do is put it aside and just let it rest and it'll exist as part of my experience. But I'm challenged to do this. And so I accept the challenge, then
roll up the sleeves
and I push through it. Yes.
Sharon Killian's exhibit is titled Nature's Challenge and is at the Fayetteville Public Library through the end of the month. A reception featuring the artist is scheduled for Saturday afternoon at the library from 3 until 5. You can learn more about her work at sharon-killian.com. And you can learn about more events at the Fayetteville Public Library at their website, faylib.org.